what's wrong with my old Kentucky home?
Our mental hospitals are used as dumping places for the aged.
Kentucky law requires that epileptics be segregated, but makes no provision for the segregation.
We still officially consider mental illness a crime.
Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky.
Men and women of the Committee for Kentucky, our state's dearest possession is her people, and her people's chief riches are their own intelligence. That intelligence is being badly neglected. In spite of improvements the past few years, Kentucky draft boards rejected twice the national average for brain disorders or mental incompetence. Our three mental hospitals are in part antiquated barracks with sagging floors and falling plaster, open to the constant threat of fire. They are all of them barbarously overcrowded and understaffed. Why, attendants work 12 hours a day for wages a self-respecting ditch digger might scorn. Our state allotment provides one doctor to do the work of four. He's barely able to glance at physical defects, let alone supply the mental therapy which might restore the patient to sanity. You remember we spoke last week of Boone Walker, a typical Kentuckian who resents such facts. They were forcibly brought home to him the day that a cousin's little son came running to his door.
Coming, coming. Now, who could that be this early in the day?
Well, hello there. Come in, Jackie.
Uncle Boone, you gotta stop me. You gotta do
now, that. Wait a minute. Just take it easy. What's this all about?
They're taking Granny away.
What?
Yeah, they're taking her to the insane asylum. Oh, Uncle Boone, can't you do something?
Well, now, supposing we go over and see your Aunt Maudie.
Golly, if we could only do something.
There's a lot of things you don't understand, but we'll do all.
Now, there's no use talking like that, Boone Walker. We haven't got the money to take care of her, and what's more, that's where she belongs.
Reckon you know what's best, Marty. But I always said if you'd taken her to a doctor years ago, they maybe could have done something for her. Instead of you keeping her hid in a back room like a broken brain was any more shameful than a broken arm.
Uncle Boone, Granny's awful nice to me. She don't hurt nobody.
Now, Jackie, you run along in the other room. This is no affair for you to settle.
Yes, you go along, son. Although, Maud, you could... Go on now, Jack, like your Aunt Maud said. Maud, I know you took the boy in when he had no place to go, but he needs more affection.
Listen, Boone Walker, I'd done the best I could. We don't have too much, like you know, and with Granny a burden on us all these years, and then Jackie, comes a time when a body has to cry quits.
You've done the best, I know. But what's so wrong with...
Plenty's wrong. Let's just stop talking. Why, we don't even get the paltry $75 a year that the Smiths get from the state for taking care of that child of theirs.
Well, I grant you, $75 a year don't cover taking care of a defective child. But there isn't enough room at the Feeble-Minded Institute, I hear.
Well, that's neither here nor there as far as we're concerned. Granny goes, and they're holding the trial today.
Trial? But she hasn't done anything.
Well, that's where she goes. Down to the criminal court.
A sick old woman in a prisoner's pen.
There she is. That's the crazy woman.
There's old Doc Brown. I hear he gets $3 for saying a person's crazy.
Why, they got her handcuffed. Hey, you can't do
order,
that.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
It's a sin and a shame, Maudie. Your own kin. A body that's queer in the head has a right to decent privacy, same as the sick. Listen to her.
I want to go home. I want to go home to my chickens.
Is the jury ready with its verdict in the case against Susie Smith?
Ooh, he almost sounds like Granny's done something she had not.
You should have thought of that before.
Well, I didn't know it the way they did things in Kentucky.
Your Honor, I protest.
Order into court.
But, Your Honor, I want to say something.
Silence, or that man will be removed. Foreman of the jury, announce your verdict.
We pronounce the defendant to be of unsound mind.
Susie Smith? This court has examined you and finds you to be a lunatic and of unsound mind and orders that you be committed to the state hospital.
I want to go home. Marty, I want to go home.
Your on the town board, John. Is there anything I can do?
Nope, not a thing. He's legally committed.
But how about all these other things I found out, like epileptics being sent to jail and then to the asylum?
No other place to keep them, Boone.
And how about those old people? They're not crazy.
Boone, we've all gone over this. This town hasn't the facilities for taking care of them. When they have no relatives or can't take care of themselves, what else are you going to do?
Nothing, I guess. But something ought to be done.
Well, if you ain't satisfied, why don't you do something?
That's a good idea. I'll start out by seeing what kind of a place... I'd like to see Mrs. Susie Smith.
Oh, you a relative?
Yep, I'm a cousin of hers.
Well, just a minute. Let's see. Ward C, floor 2. I'll take you up to the visitor's room.
Don't look like a very cheery place.
Now, they cost money. Done some work here in the last couple of years, but it could stand a lot more.
Sure looks like they could. You don't seem to be so enthusiastic about your job.
Would you for $20 a week, 12 hours a day?
Well, maybe you have something there.
And what's more, some of us have had to sleep in the wards with the violent cases in the past.
Can't you do anything about those things?
Mister, it's like this. Until everybody gets riled up about some of these things, there ain't going to be nothing done.
Wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't come true. There's nothing wrong with the people of Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are. Isn't much of a room, kind of crowded. Here, sit here. We'll wait while a ward man brings her in.
Tell me some more about this place.
Well, right off here is where they keep the violent ones. Used to be pretty bad. Slept on mattresses on the floor.
But I've seen some who seem to be pretty sane in here.
Mister, they are. They just happen to be old.
Then they don't belong here.
Nope, but that's all the good it's going to do them.
Why don't they do some... What's the matter?
Oh, he's just one of the epileptics we got here.
Easy, Dad. Don't get scared. He'll be all right.
There ought to be something done about that, too.
Well, look, mister, out this window.
Yes?
See that piece of ground?
Yes.
Well, that's where these poor souls, those that are allowed out, go for recreation.
What do the others do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just stare at the wall. It's about all.
But how come? Don't you have any...
Here she is.
Hello, Susie. Glad to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well, very well. But I don't want to go home.
Well, that's a problem now. But how are they treating you?
Not bad. But when am I going home?
Susie, sometimes we have to take a little rest when we get tired. And I guess these doctors are going to do you some real good.
Doctors? I don't ever get to see a doctor.
I'll find out about that, Susie.
Who is that man they're carrying out? Oh, no.
Now, now, no. Take it easy. Oh, he's just sick,
but
that's
look
all.
How he... Oh, my heart.
Hey, somebody, get me a doctor.
Just a minute. I'll get a hold of one or a nurse if I can find one.
Seems to me they ought to... There, now how do you feel?
Oh, yes, all right. I want to go home. My chickens and the boys, they went away 25 years ago. They ought to be back now.
All right now. Here's the nurse.
Here, take this. There now. Oh, not too bad. Attendant, will you help me raise her?
Yes.
There. Get a wheelchair.
Be right back.
Oh, are you a relative?
Yes, I'm Boone Walker. Is she all right?
Well, we'll have the doctor look at her, and I'll send her to the infirmary.
Here's the wheelchair.
You take hold of her other arm, please. Now, take her to the infirmary.
I'll go along with you and see...
The attendant will see that she's taken care of. And I'm sorry, you'll have to wait until she's examined.
Okay, I'll wait downstairs.
You go down the corridor. Well, Mr. Walker, you don't have to worry. Mrs. Smith isn't a well woman physically, but it was just a slight heart attack.
Thank you. You look kind of peaked yourself.
It isn't too easy a task. There are only 2 registered nurses in this hospital for over 2,000 patients.
2,000 patients.
Of course, we have other help, but we're desperately in need of trained personnel. We have only 4 doctors.
Looks like it was time Kentucky woke up. Why don't they get more?
Well, there isn't a hospital where they can intern in psychiatry.
Say, what about all that equipment I saw as I came through this place?
That's another thing. It could be of tremendous use, but there isn't enough of it, and there aren't enough trained workers to use it.
When I hear that story, I'm sorry to say that I'm a Kentuckian, and I never thought I'd say that. Well, guess I'd better get going. Let me know how Mrs. Smith comes along.
We will. You can be sure of that.
Hello. What? I'll be right out. How is she? Yeah, I'll hurry. I came as soon as I could.
There wasn't much we could do, Mr.
Walker is my name. Was it hard?
No, Mr. Walker. It rarely is with heart disease. And we see more and more of it these days.
Reckon so.
I wish there were more I could tell you, but we're so pressed here that...
I know. You're doing the work of 5 men. It's time we helped you, Doc. All of us. The people of Kentucky.
Oh, we need their support. The job we're doing is for the people, Mr. Walker. This is a personal problem. 1 in every 10 of us at some period in life has need of mental hygiene assistance.
All we need, I think, is to know the story. Wouldn't one of us turn you down?
Mr. Walker, what is needed is money. Then we will have decent living conditions for the patients. A lot has been done, but Kentucky is still far behind in its care of these mentally ill.
I saw it.
You know, of those who die in these hospitals, 1 in every 5 dies of tuberculosis. Heart disease is on the upswing among the aged we care for who do not belong here. And the epileptics. Mr. Walker, 1 in every 8 in our mental hospitals in Kentucky does not belong there.
Where can they go, Doc?
Today, nowhere else. But the problem is not hopeless. Our mental hygiene laws are confusing and confused.
Any other ways we could help?
Just this one example. It is strange that by law $1 a day is allowed per inmate in our county jails, but only 57 cents per inmate per day is spent in our largest mental hospital for food, laundry, mental care, and all other such services.
Doc, I don't know if the people of Kentucky knew these things before, but they do now, and it's on their shoulders the responsibility rests.
Men and women of the Committee for Kentucky, why do we treat our mentally ill as if they were criminals? Why do we allow them almost less than half the maintenance we accord to thieves and murderers? Why do we have fewer attendants per patient in our mental hospitals than any other state in the Union? Why do we leave it to unskilled jurymen to decide questions of sanity which require weeks of expert observation? Why do we make the flimsy gesture of farming out our pauper idiots to the lowest bidder, or for the pitiable sum of $75 a year for board and care? Only the people of Kentucky can cure the evils of Kentucky. Only the people of Kentucky can restore Kentucky's greatness. Something must be done. Something will be done. Something is being done.
Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky.
If you wish to learn more of the work of the Committee for Kentucky, send for a free pamphlet to the station to which you are now listening. Listen in again next week for another program in this series.